Hi, guys. So I just realized that I missed last month's lovely ramble, which I can't believe. I feel horrible. I'm so sorry. I've been just incredibly busy and it slipped my mind, I guess. But it makes me wonder if there's like maybe something else I can do with this tier. I don't know how interesting these are, you know? And I feel so bad that I missed a month. But anyway, if you guys have ideas for something you'd rather hear, I don't know what I'd rather have. I'd be happy to do it. But anyway, how are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. Summer is a really, really busy season for me. I have, you know, just with trying to get stuff done, family, visiting, my birthday, and everyone wanting to see me. Because like people always just remember you around your birthday, right? They're like, who is that person? Who is that person? I don't think about her for the rest of the year, but her birthday, now I've got to hang out with her. And I don't know how to tell people no. So, I've been just super busy in my real life. And yeah, so it's been a little hectic around here for me. I have been trying to like do things for myself though. One of them is because I've just been so crazy, like is why I've been so like out of it and just crazy, trying to get things done. And I was so overwhelmed. And so I decided like I needed to make sure that I was doing things for me. And I don't really have time to play video games right now or anything like that. And that's usually like my relaxing. So I've been doing daily walks every morning when I wake up. And I've been looking for wildflowers. And it sucks because I really wanted to show you guys pictures of my wildflowers. Because I've been taking pictures, I've been pressing them into a journal so that I can like put down like where I picked it, what time, what kind of wildflower it is, you know. And so I was really excited because I was like, oh, I can show my new hobby. But then I realized that like I can't really do that because that would like immediately dox me, you know, even if I didn't show the location. But like what kind of wildflowers I have is like so... like everywhere is so tailored, right? And so I'm not gonna do that. But it's been really nice. It's been awesome to just kind of have that, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, however long I go for, in the morning, where I'm just hanging out with my dog and looking at flowers and berries. I found a berry bush like that I'm pretty sure I'm gonna steal. I found a few, but like there's one that's just like it's like right on a road, and like it's no one's, you know, it's no one's berry bush. It's on the road. It's just wild berries. I'm like, I don't have that kind of berry in my yard. I have some other wild berries in my yard, but not that berry. So I'm kind of side-eyeing it like that could be mine. I could take that. And I think I am. But I'm going to wait until I harvest the berries from it in a couple of months. And then I'll steal it. So someone better not steal it before I get it. Gosh darn it. I'll freak out. But yeah, it's been an interesting summer so far. It's been really busy, but good. I'm trying to be more active on getting public audios out. I want to try to get 2 out a month. That's my goal. Like, my ultimate goal is to do 4 public audios a month, but that's to go from like where I was posting like 1 public audio every like 3 or 4 months to 4 a month. That's a big order for me, right? Other people do it. It's not like it's impossible. I just need to get, you know, back into the swing of things. And I don't think summer, when I'm like just already feeling like I'm overloaded, I don't think that's the best time to try to push for 4 a month. So right now I'm going to try to stick to one to two a month. I've got two early access audios that I'm just willing to put in the waiting to put in the pipeline. Those ones are already recorded and I already have them ready to go out. So that's nice. So those are going to be, keep an eye out. I'll have those up for early access, soon. And then they'll be public like a week later, usually. What else? It's just been crazy around here. I'm trying to get stuff ready so that I can open commissions again off Patreon, obviously, but I've been trying to get things settled so that I can open up commissions again, because that's something I know everybody asks for, and I really struggle with it. I really struggle with commissions and making sure that I don't overload myself, because what I do is I overload myself. I feel horrible telling anybody no, and so I make a queue that's like 40 people long, and then I have no way to tackle it, you know, like my brain just shuts off and it's like there are way too many people in this queue. I don't take money before I like deliver the audio because I know myself, so it's not like these people are out money or anything. But I tell them I'm going to make a commission and then they have to wait a long time because I get overwhelmed, which is not what I want to do. But I've been thinking, because I just have been struggling so much with my ADHD, in that regard, because I have pretty severe ADHD, especially when it comes to executive dysfunction, which is really difficult to deal with when you are a self-employed person, you know, having something where you're like, oh, I just can't do it, or, you know, getting stressed out. It's not really something you want when you're self-employed. It really gives me a lot of struggle. And I originally, like when I first got diagnosed, I went to a therapist a couple of times, but I just didn't click with her. And I haven't gone to a therapist since, because I had medication and I was like, well, I got medicated for it. But I really think I'm going to look into a new therapist for my ADHD and just maybe find out some better management with it, because I really want to be able to put out more content for you guys. And right now I'm kind of at my mental max, you know, of what I'm putting out. And I think I can do more. I know I can do more. I used to do so much more when I was working, even. Like I had a full-time job and I was doing so much more. So I know that I can do so much more. Then again, back then I didn't have all the stuff IRL. I had less IRL stuff I had to deal with, but still, I know I can do more. So anyway, that's just kind of an update on my life. What's going on here? Again, I'm so sorry I missed June's lovely ramble. I've never done that before. But yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing day. I hope your summers are going well. I hope you're finding things and hobbies that you can do and enjoy. And yeah, I love you. Have a wonderful day.